You're so fast today. Were you expecting me? Here, I've got something for you. What is it? Oh, come on. Can't you smell it? I brought you dinner. Did you forget about what we did a few days ago? The details are hazy. Well, I'm sure you haven't forgotten the feeling of my mouth on you, at least. That part's still fresh in your mind? I'd hope so. No, what I'm talking about is what happened after you woke up. You slept for what felt like an eternity. No, don't apologize. I was happy to watch over you. Plus, I fell asleep after a while myself. But you told me you felt absolutely drained. Did you forget about me going through your kitchen afterwards as well? And slipped your mind. Are you sure it wasn't just because you're embarrassed? Anyway, food. A young man like you needs to eat to keep your strength up. Especially if you are going to keep a ravenous old lady like me satisfied. You may be an adult, but you're still growing, even if you don't realize it. Now, I would have cooked you something, but I didn't have time. So I ordered food instead. What is it? Chinese. There's a place nearby that I like a lot. Nothing fancy. Pretty typical stuff. I even got some little sugar donuts. You like those, right? Everyone loves those. Unhealthy? Oh yes, it's all absolutely dreadful. But it tastes delicious. Now, are we gonna stand here in the doorway and yap? Or are you going to invite me inside? Ah, good boy. Thank you. I ordered quite a bit for you. I figure, given the state of your pantry, leftovers would be good to have. What about me? Oh, wait, earlier. I'm perfectly fine. This is about you. Now, did you do what I told you to do? You forgot about that, too. What am I going to do with you? I told you to talk to your manager about your work hours. No, the offer I made is still in place. You don't have to worry one bit about your rent. But we do have other things to be concerned about, don't you? I may be easing the burden on you, but you can't completely ignore responsibility. I'm just here to make it easier for you. You will talk to them, won't you? Oh, good boy. That's what Mommy wants to hear. Oh, look at you blush. If you'd like, you're more than welcome to call me that. Now, take something to eat. Staring at me like that might be emotionally fulfilling, but it won't fill your stomach. There you go. This really is a kitchen for one, isn't it? Why don't we sit in the living room again? Oh, come now. We probably made more of a mess of it last time I was here. Come along. I'm good. I've noticed that you are quite good at listening to me. Maybe the thing that you need most in life right now is a little bit of guidance and direction. I thought as much. It's not easy out there on your own, is it? Here, sit with me. Things change a lot since I was your age, but maybe I can help give you some direction. Why do I care so much? Well, being perfectly selfish, I enjoyed myself a lot last time. So, I'd like you to be in good shape, so I may keep enjoying myself. But otherwise, just chalk it up to how I am. Simple as that. What do you say? You don't have to answer with a mouthful of food, you know. You can take your time and actually eat. You like that? Oh, good. I can impart some of my life experience upon you, and you can keep me happy and satisfied. Good boy. By the way, how's the food? I'm glad you like it. It's pretty junky, like I said, but it tastes really good. But I promise, I'll actually cook something nice another time. Am I sure I don't want to eat? Oh, don't worry. You'll be feeding me later. Oh, there you go, being all shy and blushy again. I thought I made it apparent last time that I'm a woman with needs. But right now, I'm all about taking care of your needs. Speaking of, I had something in mind for you. Where's a good spot? Well, how about you slide off the couch and let me sit behind you? It isn't ideal, but you can relax and keep eating while I spoil you a bit. I see. We're past the point of you asking me what I have planned, aren't we? You trust me? That's a little dangerous, isn't it? Oh, I'm just kidding. Relax. But, in all seriousness, I just want to stroke your hair and scratch your head a bit while you eat. I figure it'd be a good way to relax when you have dinner, and it shouldn't be too intrusive. Now, you just sit right there, loosen yourself up a bit, and let mommy take care of you, right? Does it feel good on your head? Good. And I'll get you. I want you to feel comfortable. And you can feel yourself. I want you to be able to relax with me every day. I take care of you. Is that me? When I hugged you gently stroke your head like this. Run my fingers through your hair. Ooh, you like that, don't you? Oh, baby, you just like everything I do to you. So much on spoiling you, seeing the way you react to me, watching your mouth in my hands. Oh, it warms my heart. I didn't know that I could still feel this way about someone. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy you every single day. Play with it. Gently scratch your scalp. Are you full? You want me? I'm so honored. Well, you can always eat more later. For now, just relax. Focus on the feeling of my fingers and the sound of my voice. Yes, that's all you have to think about. You don't have to worry. So comfy right now, belly full of food, my hands stroke your head, listening to my soft voice. No response. He must have fallen asleep on me. Well, I can't just leave you sitting on the floor, can I? I could just take you to bed, I suppose. You're probably so conked out right now that you wouldn't even notice. I just have to hope that you don't ask me about the logistics later. Humans are so cute like this. I'm going to enjoy you so very, very much. All these apartments are more or less the same. So your room should be... yes, just expected. Well, let's put you to bed then. There. You look so peaceful. I suppose that our time together doesn't have to end here. Even if you are asleep, I can still pamper you and spoil you, and perhaps even enjoy you. Yes. Yes, I do think I shall indulge myself. Not too much, though. Just a little bit. A snack for me, perhaps. After all, I need you to be ready for when I properly drain you. If you could see me on top of you, I know your heart would be racing right now. I'll straddle you and press my soft breast against you, and then gently kiss your neck. My dear, you have no idea how badly I want to just devour you right now. How badly I want to milk you for everything you're worth. Tasting your cum the other day, it left me wanting even more. I'm so greedy. Greedier than you'll ever realize. But I can't take too much of you. Just enough. I need you to be strong to feed me. I can't get enough of you. Oh, I can't help myself. Any little treat. After all, we owe me for the meal. And you were so concerned about me not eating earlier. But I promise, I won't take too much. No, no. The main course is still yet to come. Oh, but what can I do? Maybe I'll use my hand. I'll just keep spoiling you with kisses. While I stroke you. Ah, yes. This should be good. I won't use up too much of your energy. Your dick is already hard. Even while you're sleeping, does my body still excite you? My kisses, my hot breath, and my heavy breasts. The day when I finally milk you with my Jesse. It's gonna be absolute heaven for you. But you'll have to wait. No. For now, you'll just have to be satisfied with my hand and my breasts and my mouth. I want you to enjoy every part of me before we reach the finale. Even in your sleep, your breathing is getting heavier. Can you feel it? Do you even know what I'm doing to you right now? What do you think it's all just a dream? I'd like that, you know. I want you to think about me every single night. I want you to feel like you can't live without me. God. I feel like a twitch and pulse in my hand. I love this. I love this so much. You're so good. Yes. The heat. The feeling of it throbbing. I wonder, what are you dreaming of right now? Are you thinking of me? Or maybe that warm meal from earlier? I don't know what goes to that head of yours. I want to take it over. I want your mind and your body and your heart to all belong to me and nobody else. I want to love you until you have nothing left for me. You seem to be really enjoying my hand. But don't wake up yet. No, just lay there. Let the stream of pleasure surround you, envelop you. You feel all your pre-cum slowly coating my hand, covering it, making it all slick and slippery with your cum. That makes my job so much easier, too. I want you to want me so bad that even when I'm not here, you can't help but jerk off to me. I don't mind if it's a waste. No, I know that you'll have plenty more for me. I want you to dream about my thick, soft thighs wrapped around your dick, bouncing on your lap. Yes. And I want you to dream about my soft, heavy breasts enveloping your dick, pumping up and down, trying oh so desperately to milk every last drop of your cum. And I want you to dream of my warm, wet, soft lips and tongue sliding down your shaft, playing with the tip of your dick with my tongue. Gently squeezing your balls as I take your dick all the way to the base. Yes. You'd love all that, wouldn't you? I have so much to give you. And all I want is your hot, sticky cum. I want you to feed me and give me your energy. Let me drain you dry. Let mommy be greedy with you. God. All I can think about is your dick. I can't think about anything else right now. I want to suck your dick so bad. I want to taste you so badly. I want to feel your cum on my lips. Yes. Mommy doesn't mind. No. I want you to come all over yourself. All over my hand. You can let all of it pour out for me. There's no need to hold back. It's twitching and throbbing so much. Yes, let all your hot, sticky cum pour out for me. Give mommy everything. Give me what I crave the most. Yes, come for me. I can feel your hot cum getting ready to surge forth. Yes, come. God. Yes, you're such a good boy. My hands fill up your hot cum. Then, it's finally time for a little treat for me. It's perfect. It tastes so good. You made me so happy. And all you had to do was lay there and let me enjoy myself. Well, there's plenty of night left. I suppose that I'll stay here and watch over you. It was nice waking up with you last time. There's something about you that I just enjoy so much, more than simply getting a meal out of you. So rest in my arms, and let me take care of you for the night. I want to touch you. I want to take care of you. Thank you so much. Makes me so happy.